Mr. Booker, Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. This is a 71-year-old black gentleman, recently was hospitalized with symptoms of stroke. Patient is on hospice currently with COPD. Also has a history of hypertension, chronic shortness of breath, weight loss, diabetes, dementia, history of congestive heart failure, confusion, both related to his dementia as well as his hypoxemia, forgetfulness, and disorientation, period. Patient has been, continues to be battling bladder incontinence with very little appetite, significant weight loss, and decreased MAC. Note below, period. The paragraph, on or about 8/20/2025, he was having issues with breathing, sweating profusely, was sent to the hospital where he was diagnosed with an acute thrombolic CVA, period. Patient also noted to have severe hypoxemia related to COPD, respiratory failure. CT scan of the chest showed possible tuberculosis. He was kept in isolation. He's unable to walk more than 10 to 20 feet without getting very short of breath, period. Patient's Otrusat runs around 87 to 88% on room air, period. He has swelling of his lower extremity due to core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension. He continues with his different inhalers that he uses at least 5 to 6 times a day because of his worsening shortness of breath. He's total ADL dependent, most ADL dependent. He's had issues with depression and continues to have symptoms of depression, especially now with the recent history of stroke. He's eating now maybe half of his food. Has lost over 30 pounds. Continues to require a diuretic for his pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure. His blood pressure was 170 over 88. Pulse is 810. Temperature is 99. His MAC is 25 centimeter. Right arm with a PPS of 50% and FAST score of 6, David as in D. 6D, thank you.